What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chris Rose joins us now from the NFL Network, called all the Browns games on the Browns preseason television network. Chris, welcome.
What's happening, man?
Hello, hello. But it does mean that maybe Imani Marshall is on the practice squad.
Yes, I hope so.
Did anyone else, the minute Jeff was rattling all of that off, I was really waiting for him to end it with, he enjoys long walks on the beach. He was once voted the treasurer of his Rotary Club. All of that kind of stuff on the end.
Cute. Love it. That's sweet.
That's Dan.
The way you were rattling it, I was waiting for him to be enjoys playing video games with his friends at night.
I don't know about you, Chris. I personally like some information with my sports, and you do that beautifully on all of your NFL Network stuff after the games. I was just trying to add some information there for our loyal diehard Browns fans. And Medigan decides to be a smartass.
I get it. I'm in. I'm going to let you two deal with whatever you guys have to do.
I'm in here with that toilet talk.
All right. So
gutter talk, locker room language.
Let's break down a number of things. We never saw Kenny Pickett on a football field here. And there was a lot of thinking that he was the favorite to be the starter coming into camp. And then he gets traded for the 5th-round pick, basically, that they gave up to get him. What'd you think?
Well, there are a lot of people who are saying, well, what a misplay by the Browns. All he did was take reps away from a young player. Okay, you just talked about facts and wanting to give people information. I'm going to give you information, okay? And then people can do whatever they want with it. When did we trade for Kenny Pickett?
Before the draft.
The middle of March, okay? At that point, how many healthy quarterbacks were on the Cleveland Browns roster?
It'd be zero.
That is correct. Then a month later, they signed Joe Flacco.
Correct.
Then after that, they draft two quarterbacks, which I don't know if people are familiar with how the draft works, but you don't know going in who you're going to get unless you have the number one pick in the draft. Because they're the only team that knows who they can get, because nobody else gets to pick ahead of them. So every team that makes a selection, and particularly in the 3rd and 5th rounds when we drafted quarterbacks, you don't know that the guys you might want are going to be there, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now when we piece all the dates together, now we can put a quarterback room. So for us to have said that all Kenny Pickett did was take reps away from young quarterbacks, that just means either you don't care about the facts, or you don't understand the timeline. So could they have, after drafting two quarterbacks, cut Kenny Pickett or tried to trade? Well, I mean, you weren't going to trade him because there was going to be zero value there. So now you have to bring him in. And they, I do believe that they felt like he could have won this job.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe that if, you know, if he doesn't get hurt, I think July 26th, then he has a chance to win the job. So it just didn't play out perfectly, but right, it ends up being a wash. So I'm not one of these revisionist history people. It's just stupid. It might be great for content and clicks, but it's just so asinine, in my opinion, that I don't even give it the time of day.
I was hoping to see him. And the reason why we're looking for a quarterback, I thought, well, let's see what this guy can do. But I understand you don't want to convolute the position with four different guys and then have two picks for next year and everything else. So
now what I would say is this, I will listen to the argument like, why did you go get Kenny Pickett? Why did you think he could maybe turn into the next Sam Darnold or Geno Smith? I'll have that discussion with you. That's perfectly fine. But I'm not going to get on the Browns for trying to protect themselves prior to the draft with a guy who they felt could win the quarterback job. I'm not going to do that.
Agree completely. I am with you all the way when it comes to all revisionist history in most ways to look at it. The question that I have still remains, though, would you see them possibly bringing in another veteran quarterback to be on the practice squad, or maybe another, some kind of developmental, or do you think the three guys that are there are developmental enough?
No, I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind it. It would all depend on who that quarterback is. Like, you want to make sure that they're a good sounding board for young guys. I mean, Joe Flacco has kind of laid out there what his role is. His role is to help this team win ball games. It's not to necessarily mentor these guys. He's been very upfront about that, and there's nothing wrong with him taking that stance. It doesn't mean that when Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders have questions and they come to Joe Flacco, he's going to be like, piss off, boys. I'm not here to answer your questions. That's not what he's doing. But he also isn't there to entirely help them with every, because he's got a job to do. So, yeah, would it be great if a Tyler Huntley would come back in some capacity? Sure, it'd be great. Yes, because that was one of the questions I asked both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, Stefanski in our production meeting, and then Andrew Berry on the broadcast, was, you've got parallel tracks running here. You're trying to win a game every week with however long Joe Flacco's your starting quarterback while trying to develop two drafted rookie quarterbacks, which happens very rarely in this league. How do you go about doing it? And one way is certainly to have a peer that can help them on the field.
Chris Rose joining us. You and Joe Thomas had a terrific conversation with Andrew Berry in that last game, and headlines everywhere where he said, we view four quarterbacks as an opportunity here. And we all understand if you get the offer, you can't refuse. You know, you make a deal. Is a fifth round pick an offer you can't refuse? Or do you think they just decided this is better overall for the football team?
Well, I think that things change, right? I thought Dylan Gabriel played very well, especially last Saturday.
Agreed.
I mean, when I watched him, I saw an NFL quarterback. I don't know how good an NFL quarterback I saw, but I saw one that can operate an offense. The way that he looked off defenders, went through progressions, ran a two-minute drill. I get it. I understand he was going against a bunch of guys who were getting cut. I understand that. But I'm just telling you what I saw and how he operated an offense. Would I feel great if he entered the game, if Joe Flacco got hurt week one against the Bengals and went in? No. I wouldn't feel great, but I feel like we could run an offense. And I think the minute that happened, then they were willing to go get that fifth round pick back. And those are the sort of picks that are interesting because it could end up being a Puka Nacua who was drafted in the fifth round, or for us, hopefully year two of Jamari Thrash, or it could end up being a pick that allows you to move up a half a round in rounds three or four that you've got your eyes on a guy that could, in your opinion, be a real difference maker. So those are important picks. Let's not just throw it away and say, oh, because it's not a one or a two or a three, that doesn't mean anything.
Chris Rose joining us on the Fan Hotline. Chris, would you look to reinforce the wide receiver position at all?
I don't believe so. It certainly wouldn't be my top priority. Cornerback would be my top priority. And I know one of the guys we picked up off of waivers, and by the way, Dan, Jeff's got ample information on him if you need it.
By God, I will.
All right. Good. I'm already excited.
It's about information.
I hope I could get his golf handicap.
Yeah. Well, not listed on the sheet that the waiver claim went out on. That's still a room that I think needs help, is cornerback. I'm okay with the way linebacker has played out. I thought Easton Mascarenhas Arnold was really good in the preseason. I'm okay with him being a fifth linebacker. The problem comes if one of those guys gets dinged up, then where do you go? How quickly can Winston Reed come back? So in order of position groups I'm most worried about, it goes corner, then linebacker. No, corner, running back until Judkins comes in, then linebacker, and then, you know, wide receiver probably. I guess that's where I go.
Okay. Chris Rose is joining us. I'm going to talk Guardians for a second. As poorly as they have hit the baseball,
yeah,
and as difficult as it might be, they're still not out of this thing, Chris. And here we are at the end of August.
No, it's over.
You think it's over?
It's over. Yeah, I do.
No chance?
I watch a lot of baseball, obviously. It's part of what I have to do for a living. So I watch a lot of these other teams play. They're not nearly as good as the next three teams that are not leading the division. They're just not close. And here's what I have to say, is that couple things. We did a really poor job in the offseason of overestimating guys on our roster that we felt like could take the next step offensively. It's been a really poor showing by most of those guys. And if this organization is serious about wanting to compete all year long and not just try and catch lightning in a bottle with certain guys, which happened offensively at times last year, then they're going to have to do a better job evaluating the players they have right now and go spend a little bit more money. Doesn't mean that you have to go spend $765 million on Juan Soto. We know that's not a possibility. But there are other good players in this sport that can upgrade your offense. Because right now, this is just not a good enough team. It's not good enough offensively. The other thing I would say is that I know the Bibee thing kind of took off. And for people to have said that Stephen Vogt has lost the clubhouse, these are people that have never, A, set foot in a clubhouse, and B, don't know what it would look like if you'd lost a clubhouse. So let's not pretend. We can all be disappointed with the year they're having. Go look at the roster and compare it to the other teams in the American League and tell me how much better we should be right now than we actually are. We're sitting a couple games under 500. I had them at 80 wins. I don't know where everybody else had them. I mean, you can be disappointed all you want, but be honest with yourself. Does this feel like a 90-win team? Because it sure as hell doesn't sound like it to me.
Always a pleasure, sir. What's up
all
next?
Right, boys.
What's up next for you?
I'll host the top 100 show, the final, where we're going to, on Labor Day, give you the top 10, which is always fun and interesting. Then I'll get ready for the next Sunday for NFL, and we're going to be rolling. Still got dugout discussions going, and I hear the edit on American Gladiators is coming along very well. So
ooh, yeah,
we'll be pumping that up for 2026.
I can't wait. All right, bud. Thank you very much.
Take it easy, Chris. I'll let you know when Jeff tells me what the other hobbies of these players that they're picking up are. I'm really excited for which flowers they enjoy pruning with their grandparents.
That is excellent. Well, I want to compare it with what I used to do, so please let me know.
We'll let you know.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Chris Rose joining us on the Fan Hotline. Two guys claimed by the Browns today. By the way, the Chargers, who the Browns claimed Raheem Sanders from, the Chargers lost three guys to waivers, although they were already out there, but they got claimed. And the Rams also lost three players, which is interesting enough. So they get Raheem Sanders, and this is a guy who is a big-bodied running back and rookie. Very good last year at South Carolina. Had some moments before that at Arkansas. And does that mean anything about Quinshon Judkins at all? Or does it just mean they had two running backs and they needed to get a third?
I feel like option B is probably the predominant option, but I think option A is also hanging out there too. I think that is one of those questions where there are truly two answers. And I think B, they just needed a human being who was a running back, is probably more telling than it is the Quinshon Judkins situation. It does feel weird that we don't have any kind of a direction on this yet.
Yeah, it's just still kind of sitting out.
Yeah, it seems like the Rashid Rice thing was kind of, I was wondering if we were going to get it today with Rashid Rice kind of being the tipping point where they'd be like, okay, here's, as sad as this statement is, here is your suspension list for all of your miscellaneous players who have done bad things in the offseason.
Yeah. Well, that's hard to argue with. A little bit more on Raheem Sanders. And again, big-bodied guy, according to College Football Reference, 6'2", 225. I've seen him listed as a little smaller than that in like NFL draft profile.
I got a little bit of news to cut you off with.
Yeah,
I apologize. Baltimore signing quarterback Tyler Huntley to the practice squad, according to ESPN. ESPN reporting Baltimore signing Tyler Huntley to their practice squad. So
he's going back to Baltimore again.
Cross him off then.
Yeah, he's been with Baltimore twice. He's been with the Browns twice. Tommy DeVito from the Giants, claimed by the New England Patriots, by the way.
Interesting move.
Mm-hmm.
He'll, you know, maybe be the third string backing up Drake May.
Yeah.
See how that goes for him.
I you would normally think, okay, well, you claim somebody off waivers. The only problem is, if you're Raheem Sanders, there are only two other running backs on this roster. So we might see this young guy on the football field sooner rather than later. One other thing about him that I like, Dan, numbers, at least from college, show you that he's pretty good coming out of the backfield. Last year, he caught 27 passes coming out of the backfield for South Carolina and averaged over 11 yards per catch. So did a nice job there. And in his career, coming out of the backfield and did it at Arkansas very well, he averaged over 10 yards a catch in his career coming out of the backfield and also over 5.4 yards per carry. So that's one guy that they have.
I'm skeptical, though. You said he came off of the Chargers practice or Chargers cut list, correct?
Yeah.
I have that correct?
Yeah.
I'm skeptical on that one just because Jim Harbaugh runs the ball. Greg Roman runs the ball.
Yeah, except for one thing.
You'd think those dudes would be the one, if there's talent there, they'd hold on to it. But anyway, your one thing.
Well, they drafted Amarian Hampton. Najee Harris is good to go for week one. They didn't have to put him on the injured list.
Okay, so that's two.
And they have Hassan Haskins, who played for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and is a big-bodied running back, just like Raheem Sanders. So they have three. Anyway.
It just doesn't feel like the place that I would go for, you know.
All right, let me.
I don't know.
Let me switch that on you. You ready?
I'm very skeptical when it comes to waiver claims. So.
Let me switch that on you.
You know.
Ready?
Sure.
Why wouldn't you want to get a guy from a team that knows how to run the football and brings in quality running backs?
Because you think that the quality running backs would be the ones that they would keep.
But they did.
So this guy is not a quality.
You can only keep three or four.
They're at three.
Well, they might have had five.
I'd rather go somewhere where people don't know how to use that particular position. Don't really develop that particular position and exploit that.
Other guy the Browns claimed, Jerick Bernard Converse. And yes, just like the shoes. And he's played corner and safety in the NFL. Played at Oklahoma State and then played at Louisiana State, LSU. And was drafted by the Jets in the sixth round. He played safety primarily in his first year in the league, 2023, played in eight games, played in seven games last year, mainly at corner for the Jets. So the Browns get a guy with a little bit of versatility for the defensive backfield, can obviously play both sides, 6'1", 205 pounds.
Panthers expected to sign quarterback Hendon Hooker per the Charlotte Observer.
Who is a guy that, if you were looking for a fourth quarterback in Cleveland, which I don't know that you were, would have been somebody to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Former Tennessee and Virginia Tech quarterback. Let go by the Lions.
Was banged up when he got drafted. He was really fun at Tennessee, but
yeah.
Sadly, it hasn't worked out.
It's interesting when these waivers come down, because you would think it goes absolutely nuts, but the NFL actually releases it on what looks like somebody took a piece of paper and typed it up and hit the tab button, you know?
You're 100% right.
That's exactly what it looks like. Wide receiver Trey Palmer from Tampa Bay, claimed by New Orleans, by the way.
Interesting.
From Nebraska.
My concern with this defense is that other safety spot next to Grant Delpit.
Well, and maybe they just did something. They felt the same way, and they just brought in a guy in Bernard Converse who they think can be a guy who can help us back there a little bit.
I know we all have a soft spot for Ronnie Hickman because he went to Ohio State, and he was an undrafted free agent.
But he did okay last year.
He was decent.
He did okay. That's what I said. Okay, decent.
Yeah. It just felt like that was a position, after moving on from Juan Thornhill, that would have been a position you would have looked at and thought, okay, maybe let's invest something either in the draft. You know, let's maybe get a little younger. Let's maybe see if we can get somebody with a little bit more proven commodity
there. Guys can get better.
Oh, yes.
So give him that opportunity. Earlier on in the show, I mentioned Jelani Woods, the big tight end who was cut by the Colts. He was claimed by the New York Jets. Sean is in South Euclid. Hello, Sean.
All right, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
All right, good. Well, I hate to go against my fellow U.S. grad, Chris Throes, but I completely disagree with what he said in terms of revisionist history. With each move that they made with the quarterbacks this year, it devalued the previous move. Like, if I'm correct, you know, like he listed out, Kenny Pickett was signed first, and they did that when Joe Flacco was still a free agent.
They could have signed Joe first, yeah.
Right, without giving up any assets. So now you got two quarterbacks going into the draft. You go into the draft, by the time you get to Dylan Gabriel, you have two quarterbacks, two first-round picks, and now you devalue the two quarterbacks that you brought in by bringing in Dylan Gabriel and getting those picks, because you're clearly saying this is about the future. Right? And then you go ahead and draft Shedeur Sanders. So before you made that decision, you had two quarterbacks, Dillon Gabriel, and two first-round picks next year. But at the very beginning of this thing, you had Myles Garrett and some news outlets say, like, well, yeah, there's definitely a plan for these quarterbacks, or there's a quarterback plan. And at no point did it really seem like there was. So when training camp begins, everyone's wondering, what is the point of Kenny Pickett? Like, you're not even picking up his fifth-year option. You're not even saying that we want you past this year.
Sean,
but you signed
– it's pretty easy.
And you signed two rookies to four-year contracts. So what's the point?
So the point, at least how I'm understanding it, is Kenny Pickett was a lottery ticket. They knew that they were going to give up very little, and again, it's a fifth-round pick, which is nothing more than a lottery ticket to begin with, to get a guy who's bounced around the league and has at least shown flashes of success at one point or another. Now, granted, those flashes are deep balls to George Pickens, but flashes of success at one point or another. And they decided to bring him in. Joe Flacco, they wanted a veteran to come in here. My guess would be they wanted somebody who would stabilize the position. Dillon Gabriel, to me, was the guy that they had circled most of the time that they really liked. And I think Shedeur Sanders is a pure reflection of all of us screaming for years and years and years and years, oh my God, just follow your draft board. And I think they followed their draft board. And they looked down and went, dude, he's still here? Well, then we owe it to ourselves to bring him in.
Yeah, and I get that. And if they would have stopped at Dillon Gabriel, even though I'm a Shedeur Sanders guy, I would have got it. I wouldn't agree, but I would have got it. But the moment they took a fourth quarterback, that just clearly showed me, like, you guys really didn't have a plan. And if Kenny Pickett was a lottery ticket, you spent $20 in hopes of winning $100 on the scratch off.
Right.
Like, it just wasn't worth it at all.
So to
say fans and some people in the media revisionist history. No, those are the facts, too, and it just never made sense. I think the fans had a right to really question the Browns at what they were doing.
Sean, thank you very much. We touched on that yesterday, Dan, because to me, the minute you stacked Flacco on top of Pickens, on top of Kenny Pickett, and then the minute that you stacked Sanders on top of Gabriel, when you already knew you had two first-round picks next year and would likely be taking a quarterback, that was a little odd to me. And I know you're hoping to get lucky, and I understand the value of the quarterback spot, and maybe you can develop and trade and everything else, and maybe he was the highest guy on the board. I get it. But I think Sean makes a great point, and that's just that, and you're going to take a quarterback next year. That's more obvious now than ever. You know, the minute you trade Kenny Pickett, to me, that screams we're taking a quarterback next year.
But he's also cheap. Don't forget for half a second that a third-round quarterback and a fifth-round quarterback are cheap.
Yeah, but
and when you're paying,
but can they play?
And if you're going to get rid of, well, Dillon Gabriel, as we all looked at and saw, and again, it's a preseason game, and we're looking at what they're saying. He's the backup quarterback. If they walk into next year knowing darn well that Dillon Gabriel can be a backup quarterback in this league, and that Shedeur Sanders remains developmental, you can live through that idea going into next year and bringing in a rookie quarterback, knowing that you're going to take an $80 million cap hit to tell Deshaun Watson to, you know, hit the road. So it's a way to look. If you look at it a little bit bigger, you could see why they did what they did, along with the fact that, again, we screamed for years for them to follow their board, and they followed their board.
No, I get it. It's just they've stacked up quarterbacks, and now they're trying to unstack them, and hopefully they end up with a couple of guys who can play. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a call because I strongly agree with you, Mr. Phelps, that this running back came through the draft process. Harbaugh liked him enough to draft him. Harbaugh liked him, and I'm betting Harbaugh was hoping he'd get through waivers. The guy sounds like a Jim Brown type, 6'2", 225. And you want a guy that comes that gets cut from a strong competition. And those are all good backs they have. So I agree with you, Jeff, 100%.
Jim, thank you very much. Take that, Dano.
I can live with that. I'm not getting my hopes up on a guy claimed on waivers.
I understand. But remember, young guys have to find their spot in the NFL. So maybe so Raheem Sanders
through Europe and find yourself like the rest of us do.
Maybe Raheem Sanders has found a spot here that'll work for him. Maybe.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.